Dear Madame Seblarouge, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues and friends, I would like to express my gratitude and honor to be part of this important event. Over the past 30 years, the Schiele Institute has played a significant role in promoting international discussion on major topics and have shaped the future of our world. Since ancient time, the Silk Road has been a symbol of the commercial artery to connect Asia and Europe, creating wealth and culture exchange to benefit all countries involved in this area. Our conference today, and I hope to build on this ancient tradition by bringing together scientists and politicians to develop a new Silk Road and begin the process of healing, integrating, and regenerating, as this region, this very important region, Central Asia. Our vision is to create a secure and peaceful life for our region, which will allow thousands of refugees to return back to their homes and rebuild their communities again. This conference shall take at the possibilities of how we can create such a future. A future based on economic, social, political, and cultural cooperation that will bring stability and prosperity to Eurasia, which is so desperately needed in this period of time. We should not forget the most important issue of security and the outpouring of the elements that are unstabling the entire region. I mean, those people, they are the factor of instability in this region. On those countries, they are harboring the terrorists and insurgents in the name of religion. These countries should be recognized. I believe that we should work to build on infrastructure and pathways to facilitate this vision through trade and economy. On a particular level, we need to build new railroad, including high-speed train linked, look at new sources of green and secure energy, explore new technology and innovation, particularly in IT, to facilitate our success and explore new technology. And finally, establish fair trade agreement to compete in global markets. Our ancestors of Deutsch, our forefathers, with their limited technology and standard, were able to sustain this important trade link for more than a millennium. Today, we should be able and capable not only of rebuilding it, but make it economic and cultural highway for the next millennium. If we envision a better future today, together we can make it reality for the tomorrow and for future. I don't want to make also a long speech here, but on the end I want to just make a remark about a very important issues in the latest time, refugee. I am coming from a country that Afghanistan, since so in this beginning of the 80s, after the Soviet invasion, became a land from this country is leaving our young generation and families and those people, they was study it, and Afghanistan was needed very badly, this country, also this people. Now, my question is to the international community. Why, despite all those billions of dollars support and contribution from United States, from European Union, from regional powers like China, India on the top, why still Afghanistan is unquiet and their young generation leaving the country? Even more worse comparing to the time of the Soviet invasion in Afghanistan. During the Soviet invasion in Afghanistan, the number of refugees coming to Germany was 46,000 in the matter of entire 10 years. Now, in the time of 1.5 years or more, or few months more, we have 185,000 Afghans alone in Germany. Is this not a point of question? What is the reason of this? Why the young generation is coming? I am experiencing every day, hundreds of youngs, they coming to us, to the embassy, and asking for the new identification cards. So we helping them. Also, there are some people among them, it is boring for him here in Germany, and they want to go back. We gave it to them a laissez-passer. But the question, if I ask every single one, is only one. They leave Afghanistan not because of poverty. They are not leaving Afghanistan because of not having work. They are leaving because of security. The parents selling his house and property and giving to the band of the mafias, they're bringing the kids out of the country. Since more than 40 years, Afghanistan is in war. The time of the Soviet Union is over. What is now? Since the Soviet departing from at that time in Afghanistan, why we are not coming in a normal life? I believe the international community closed the eyes and don't want to see the reality. What's going on? Which country is involved harboring terrorists? Which countries creating madrasas for this terrorists? Which countries have the training camp? And which countries giving the weapon to these people and sending to us? Every day, under the name of Taliban and under the name of these and that, in Afghanistan, becoming hundreds of young people lost in his life. And last end, where are these terrorists? Where the international community find them? Everybody knows, but nobody try to solve the problem on the region, Perhaps all problem come on Afghanistan, why the people running away? I hope that one day the international community find a real solution and the real reason why this is so. Thank you very much for your attention.